At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But, shoot, yeah, welcome back. You know what time it is. Two guys, one booth, an audio celebration of game day brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. It's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here they are, Woolchuck and Chiofalo, with your two guys in a booth.
Let's do it. One of the best nine-hour game days I think we've had. Anytime you're able to beat the Eagles, it's an absolute party. But in the fashion which they did it, biggest comeback victory, 21 points. Haven't had a comeback like that since 2014 against the Rams, which, Brian, you pointed out.
It was a proud Brian day.
That was proud Brian day.
And I was there also in 1999 when they came back against the Commanders.
Yes, that was the Rocket Ismail.
That was my very first game ever working for the Dallas Cowboys.
Gosh, that is a memorable one right
so,
there.
So two of the three have I been a part of?
Two of the three.
Sounds like it.
When was the other one, 1980? Was there a third one? 1984? What? Give me a year. Come on, somebody.
I don't know that. I just knew 99 and I knew 2014 and then yesterday.
I think there was one in the 80s that I might have probably been at the game.
You could very well be right. You might have been there. Maybe it was at Texas Stadium. Yeah. Hell, I mean, maybe we had our gal from earlier that was there just making an appearance down the aisle. Everybody
Bubbles
was kidding.
Cash. Yeah, Bubbles.
Oh, yeah,
cash.
Bubbles. Ooh, Bubbles. Yeah. Let's
By
do
the way,
it.
Our buddy Gary Sixkiller was texting. He said, I was at the games where she was at him.
Oh, I bet he was.
And people would get up and applause when she got up to go get a snack or whatever.
Oh.
The entire section would
They're
stand
all just
up
waiting.
Was Gary, like, was Gary drinking a Bud Light? Was he standing there just admiring
Probably.
Her?
He was like 10 years old.
He's got good taste. All right, let's do it. Two guys, one booth.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we start in the booth with Brad Chin. Babe Laufenberg. Here's Babe going on a random, ridiculous, no-nonsense tangent.
Maybe it was more. Sorry, they moved that chain down to about 5 yards.
My dearly departed mom used to always say, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Now, she never squeaked in her life, but she always used that saying. But, hey, A.J. Brown squeaked a little, didn't he? He's getting a little grease thrown his way.
Did you ever check with Bill about whether she squeaked?
Well, good point. She didn't squeak to me.
That you heard.
That I heard.
Okay, that sounded like they were underwater. Were they broadcasting the game from the bottom of the ocean somewhere?
That was a tough one, and I do remember in the post game last night, we had an issue with how some of the audio sounded based on like where it was saved. So maybe.
Interesting.
Actually, we were broadcasting this from the Dolphins game.
Yeah, we just switched equipment.
That was a
underwater.
Zagacki and Joe Rose.
Seriously, are we in the depths of the ocean for this?
Blake, save me, please. I need a raft.
This is crazy because when we were playing it earlier,
Told you what happened last night. Depending on where you saved it, there were some issues.
We had issues.
Play on.
It's the new building.
Play
on. It's the equipment that we've got. We're working through the kinks.
I was just going to note that when we played them earlier,
it sounded fine.
The follow up was it's good in the headset. So play
and then
on.
Now when we play it back over here on the board, we had.
Well, then this entire segment's going to be rendered useless.
It's possible. Let's just keep
Almost
going.
Like
we're going to power through.
What's the spread game?
That's because you're a cheater.
Or we're going to spread them. And if it is rendered useless, we can pivot. We'll be able to pivot. We can pivot well. We've got Big L Duncan news that I think Lucius is going to be sad about.
We can talk about the fact it was one of the best pre- and post-game shows we've ever had without you there.
Can you stop? Okay.
Yeah, I certainly believe it. And I'll see you on Thursday.
Yes, you will.
That's what I have to say about that.
The whole day?
The entire time.
By the way, I did see a little tease of some of the menu items that Legends is going to have.
I know, I saw too, the egg roll.
They look damn good, and I hope you get the Tyson chicken nuggets.
The egg roll.
And if you don't, I am going to be so pissed.
We already got those in the preseason.
They had the spring rolls.
Yeah, so did you last year. And then on Thanksgiving, here I am doing the pregame show in for Eric, and what do they bring? Tyson chicken nuggets.
Actually, came out pretty well.
Those ladies, they do a fine job.
Heather's the best. We love them.
The situation, though, I think I had the spring rolls, though. They had those last night on the buffet line. I had a couple of spring rolls.
No, but they're going to have, like, a Thanksgiving in an egg roll, dude.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Does that not sound heavenly?
Yeah. It's going to be incredible.
It's going to be. Now you're not going to taste
it. Four of those.
1983 against Washington. Clint Longley game, Brian.
I was there. I was there, too.
Were you there?
That was 1974.
Damn right you were. All right. Let's get to Brad here. And,
I left early, Bolchuk. I'm not going to lie.
You left early?
Yeah, I did.
You wanted to listen to it in the car.
Wow. I did. My grandmother and I left early. 1974. Yes, I was at the game. Clint Longley game? Yes, I left early.
Jeez.
I've left early. Wow. I vowed never to leave early again, and I did it in the World Series with you.
Yeah, I know.
It's well documented.
I lived it.
I said it.
I was shocked when I heard that because you were already giving me a hard time for being leave early guy.
I know. He was being
a hypocrite. Dawson, let's not act like if mom and dad, Dawson.
I'd have been
weren't
gone too. Yeah. I lucked out that day. Thankfully, my dad was there who refuses to leave early.
But I'll always forget those first two innings. We had great seats before we got booted out. It was an amazing, amazing moment. We'll have that forever.
Well, I had left. I had left game one, maybe, of the 2010 ALCS against the Yankees early with my dad.
Oh, did you?
And on
did
our
Pops
way,
turn to you and go, come on, son, we're going?
No, I said, we're going. We're going to beat traffic here. Rangers don't have it tonight. So we're driving home, and like either the eighth
thing.
Or ninth inning, they get the tying run on board. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, my goodness, I'm such an idiot. I can't believe I made my dad leave early for this. So
I did the same thing. I feel terrible. Yeah, try to make it up.
It's okay. We won the World Series. That's all that matters.
Got your hockey tickets one day.
You did.
That was a cup game, was it?
It was a Western Conference final.
Okay, we're good. We're somewhat
against Edmonton.
Somewhat even.
Yeah.
Somewhat even.
Somewhat even. No, we're even.
All right, let's hear this, Eric. What do you got next?
Punt the bleep at the football.
Can I go on the record? You already did. Punt the ball. I hate this.
That sounded good. That sounded okay.
It sounded like they came above water for a moment.
But he almost dropped an F-bomb.
He did, man.
He almost cussed.
He cannot stand when they go for it, but that was the first drive of the game. I can understand why he was a little bit frustrated, but that's always going to be the case.
Yeah, I didn't love the play.
All right, here we go, Brad and Babe, and you have Kevontae Turpin at the bottom of the pile.
Oh, gosh.
He signaled first down, and then Turpin went and dove on it, and then about 800 pounds worth of Eagles jumped on him.
Yeah, Turpin is not the guy you want at the bottom of that pile.
Turpin is not the guy Turpin wants at the bottom of the
pile. He's going up to the officials saying, hey, come on, that was all for nothing. This happened to me.
Yeah, poor Turpin. You know, no one ever wants to be at the bottom of the pile, unless you're Brock Hoffman. I actually think Brock Hoffman would relish that moment.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, just listening to some of these tush push centers talk about it, and they're 300 pounds laying at the bottom of that thing, feeling totally suffocated.
Yeah.
Rush. I like the very end of that when he said, Turpin said, this happened to me. I don't need to sit down and talk about it. This happened to me, bro.
Bad moment for everybody. Now, we all love a good fight, but the Cowboys, well, they're going to fight the bully.
So here's what's happened. You're walking home from school. The bully has told you he's going to be waiting for you. But you have a plan. You know how you're going to counteract the bully. But along the way, you trip over your own shoelaces twice and fall in a ditch, and then you get up, and your belt breaks, and your pants fall down to your ankles, and the bully comes and kicks you around anyway. That's what's happened so far.
And you get home, and you say, did that bully knock your teeth out? And I said, no, no, Mom, I tripped, and I had my pants down, and all this stuff happened. I never even saw him.
His name was Turpin. Eric.
Wow.
Turpin started this. We thought maybe he had tripped over Guyton's leg, but he started to stumble before he ever got there.
Yeah.
He just fell down, which happens usually to people more my age, but it happens.
Daniel Jones brought us in a rent-a-car parking lot.
My pants were down, and all this stuff happened, and I never even saw him.
I never even saw him, Mom.
That was such a great back and forth.
Oh, my gosh.
And
wow.
It described the game perfectly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly how we all felt in that moment. That's Brad and Babe at their best.
They were fantastic there. That's where they thought we had no chance.
I think we have a new head coach for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sirianni. That would be Tony Sirianni, the Eagles head coach.
Well, that would be his brother.
Tony Sperano, maybe? Thinking.
Tony Sirianni.
That would be Tony Sirianni.
Tony Siragusa. Which Tony are we talking here? Tony's for Tony's. Oh, man. All right, let's get to Babe here, and he'd like to introduce somebody.
And Brad, at this point in the program, I would like to introduce you to somebody you haven't seen before, okay? He is the punter for the Philadelphia Eagles. His name is Braden Mann.
Oh.
Say hello to Braden, please.
Hey, Braden.
Hey. We saw him a lot more after that.
We started to see him quite a bit.
Yeah, he was making a lot of appearances.
The league leaders in three and out offense started to reappear, and it was beautiful. All right, let's go ahead and let's get to halftime, boys.
So are you ready for the good news, Mr. Sunshine?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It would be impossible to imagine that they could play any worse.
There you go. That's how you go into half right
That's
there.
That's true.
Right into our halftime show.
Yep.
They were absolutely right.
Very optimistic.
Yep.
And, hey, things ended up getting much better after that. So I appreciate what
they were
doing.
They were actually already in the process of getting much better.
Just scored a touchdown. Made it 21-7. There's a little bit of life. We were thinking, here we go. And then it happened. All right, let's get to what year is it?
And please don't go for this year.
Brad, I looked at my calendar. It's 2025.
Babe always tickles himself.
He loves his own jokes more than I think anybody else listening. And sometimes they're pretty darn good. That one, it's 2025, Babe. We know.
He's just reminding Brad that it's a different time. And we go for it on fourth downs. And we don't fall in love with the punt like we did in the 90s. All right, now we get to the goods. These are just highlight reel moments.
We start with
Dak Prescott, 8 yards to pay dirt.
Prescott on second down, back and runs up out of the pocket. Runs to his left, to the 10, to the 5, cuts to his right, somersault at the goal line, touchdown! Touchdown for the captain! Touchdown, Prescott! You're too old to somersault!
You're too old! Don't do it again! Shout out to Jake Ferguson. But yes, some of the best moments to me when Dak is running into the end zone.
He told a story about Troy Aikman doing a similar thing in a preseason game, like back in the 90s. Mm. Oh. Said he went up to Troy and said, don't ever do that in a game inside a month that begins with the letter A, I think is how he put it. I loved it, though. I think
Me
we
too.
Need to see more of it.
Yeah, use your legs there, Dak. I loved it. I thought it was an incredible play, as was this. They'd been getting close, but Jalen Hurts was just a little too elusive until Osa Digizua.
Hurts looking over the defense. Snap is back on third down. Lots of time. Lots of time. Here they come. Down he goes. Osa Digizua.
That might have been the most shocking thing about the comeback was they actually sacked Hurts.
They did. And there's a couple of turnovers. Now, it wasn't an interception, but they did get the fumble on Barkley, the fumble on the punt return. Eagles didn't turn the football over. They forced them twice.
Yeah, they did. And then you get the butter redemption.
Butter, butter, butter. Snap and hold, 42-yard kick from Aubrey. The Cowboys have won this football game. Butter, 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 butter. I don't know when they've won one that felt like this. 42 for Aubrey, and the Cowboys win 24-21.
The last time they snatched victory like that from defeat, massive comeback, Seattle game, 4th and 15 to Terrence Williams, and what was that? Was that 2014?
That was 2014, yeah.
Romo's last ride?
Yeah.
I think, wasn't the Falcons watermelon kick
the
game
Falcons
like
watermelon
a pretty
kick
crazy
was a
comeback?
It was a big-time comeback, yeah. Yep. That one was seemed pretty improbable as well. But gosh, doing it against the Eagles, a game you had to have, and the way that you came out so poorly, with a lot of self-inflicted wounds. Like this one at times seemed like it was there was no chance.
I mean, you were about to be doomed back into your worst fears about this team's defense and offense.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like it was going to be a 40-17 blowout, and you're like, who are we? Where are we going? Nowhere fast.
Yeah, that's what we thought, but unfortunately now it's the Eagles that are having to eat the poo after a game like
they
that.
Suck.
And Peyton pulled this after spying on Filthy this morning. Here's an angry Eagle caller.
Yeah, what a freaking mess.
Yes.
Xavier Gibson, I texted my group chat. I hope Gibson is okay. Then cut his bleep. Barkley and the offensive line just aren't there from a run game perspective.
Yep.
Done. I love Saquon. I love Saquon. Got the 26, got that number. I'll still wear it. But this year, he does not have it. I hope he gets it back next year. This brings me to the play calling in the second half. And yes, it's Petullo, Petullo, Petullo. Good coaches, great coaches take the ball out of the hands of the stars when they don't have it. They have the cojones to make the move. Petullo doesn't, and it's killing them.
Absolute heartbreak in Philadelphia.
Feel sorry for that,
Petullo,
man.
Petullo, Petullo, Petullo. I love that guy.
Check on Gibson and then cut his bleep. I'm assuming that was just his ass, right?
Yeah, I think so. Left cheek.
I think they wanted his entire body gone after that play.
Wow. Should have been bleeping ass. Is that what we would have gone with?
Cut his bleeping ass?
Yeah, I think so.
Sound cut little, his bleep.
I would have hit a little harder.
A little nervous there.
Yeah.
But they're down bad. And they don't know how to feel right now. They don't know how to react. They don't know how to play in this world. And that world is coming crashing down really, really quickly.
Losers.
Is that it?
That's it, boys.
Two guys, one booth in the books on a Cowboys Monday, a victorious and glorious Cowboys Monday here in the G-Bag Nation.
So glorious.
Okay, we're coming back with Crosstalk. We'll see what Fan After Dark has cooking with Fred and Blake, and then we'll get you up to the Cowboys Hour with Brad Sham here at the top. And we're back in the Nation.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.